بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
The Supreme Leader's View of Palestine. The History of Occupation. The Islamic Republic's View of Palestine. The occupied Palestinian lands are part of the Islamic territory. These lands have been occupied by the enemies of Islam, and they have to be restored. Second, there are 8 million Muslims who have either been displaced or are living inside Palestine in worse conditions than those of the homeless. They are not free to walk in the streets or express what they think. They are not allowed to have representatives in the management of their own country. On many occasions, they are even stopped when they want to pray. They jeopardize Muslims' Qibla, Masjid al-Aqsa. Years ago, they even set it on fire. Then they started their excavations and did illegitimate things there. And they are planning to divest Masjid al-Aqsa of its Islamic features. From a humanitarian perspective, the oppression suffered by Palestinian families and how they are being treated would make all human beings feel responsible. It is surprising that human rights organizations are so indifferent.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
America and some other Western countries, as well as those who claim to be responsible for promoting democracy in the world, have disgraced themselves in the case of Palestine. That is because there is a nation now that does not have any role in the management of its homeland. This nation can never make its voice heard. Palestinians are an oppressed nation from a humanitarian point of view. They are faced with a highly oppressive and racist government. And this is a big lie told by America, international organizations, and Western intellectuals in their claims of promoting democracy. From a security perspective, Israel is a threat to the security of its own people as well as the entire region. That is because they have nuclear arsenal and they are proliferating atomic weapons. The United Nations has warned them several times, but they have ignored their warnings. Of course, their disregard for UN warnings is mainly because of America's support. That is to say, the American regime is responsible for a large portion of the Zionist crimes.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done.